Air conditioners in Medford here at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. As I said, we're expanding now. We're going from 3 to 5 p.m. It'll be on for 2 hours, followed by time travel, Chris Earle. And enjoying a very beautiful, very wonderful 70-degree plus afternoon. So let's see if there's, we want to check about, we have these wonderful announcements that are called public service announcements. Here we go. Dried fruit PSA. Eat me. It's very cute. Somebody colored it in. It's adorable. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you. Try eating dried fruits. And I've done that actually when I can't figure out what else to do. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. That's important. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, not good, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service announcement message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so let's see if we've got, I always forget that they change the board on me and then I have to remember to change it back because I still play CDs. CD1, I think that's good. Yep, we've got it.
Si de esta manera uno no se da ni cuenta, el carutal reverdece, el guamachico florece y la soga se revienta. Cuando el amor llega así de esta manera, uno no se da ni cuenta. Guamachico florece y la soga se revienta. Caballos le dan sabana porque está viejo y cansado, pero no se da de cuenta que un corazón amarrado, cuando le sueltan la rienda, es caballo desbocado. Y si una potra la sana, caballo viejo se encuentra. El pecho se le desgrana, no le hace caso a Paceta y no le obedece al freno ni lo para un pasarrienda. Manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Quererse no tiene horario, ni fecha en el calendario, cuando las ganas se juntan. Cuando el amor llega así de esta manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Quererse no tiene horario, ni fecha en el calendario, cuando las canas se juntan. caballos le dan sabana y tiene el tiempo contado. Y se va por la mañana con su pasito apurado a verse con su potranca que lo tiene embarrascado. El potro da tiempo al tiempo porque le sobra la edad. Caballo viejo no puede perder la flor que le dan, porque después de esta vida no hay otra oportunidad. Con su potranca que lo tiene embarrascado.
Caballo le dan sabana y tiene el tiempo contado.
Va a verse con su potranca que lo tiene embarrascado.
Caballo le dan sabana y tiene el tiempo contado.
El potro da tiempo al tiempo porque le sobra la edad.
Okay, so I want to share a little bit about the special holiday of Lagwa Omer. This is from the Chabad.org website. They have a picture of a Lagwa Omer parade that took place in Paris. And it says that these have become a holiday fixture in cities and towns around the world. So that's kind of a fun thing. So it begins tonight and goes until sundown on May 19th. People celebrate in backyards, streets, parks, and even cemeteries, really, in backyards, in celebration of Jewish pride, unity, and mysticism. Festive day, known as Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer count. So as I've mentioned before, we count from Passover, from the second night, till 49 days, up until Shavuos. That concludes the holiday of Shavuos. Marks the passing of the great sage, a mystic, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He is the author of the Zohar, the mystical teachings, and also commemorates the end of a plague that affected the students of Rabbi Akiva. The reason for the plague was a lack of respect for one another among the students. And so the day is marked by celebrating Jewish unity. While in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a springtime holiday. In New Zealand, the first Jewish community to usher in the holiday, the trees are changing colors and shedding their leaves, so it's the complete opposite. Chabad Lubavitch of Auckland, New England, will gather in the evening for a traditional bonfire and barbecue, complete with inflatable entertainment and a face painting for the children. It's the perfect time to come together and celebrate our proud Jewish community. Rabbi Mendel Hecht, co-director of Chabad of New Zealand, with his wife Esther, tells Chabad, as the first community to begin all Jewish holidays, we'll show everyone how it's done. Even in California, it's not quite warm yet. In Mammoth Lakes, an alpine town in California, Sierra Nevada Mountains, it was still snowing last week. But Chabad of Mammoth Lakes has plowed ahead with two Lagba Omer events, one on the nearby Convict Lake, the other 40 miles away in Bishop, California, where Rabbi Yisrael and Mushki Gordon, co-directors of Chabad of Mammoth Lakes, commute regularly, offering Torah classes and holiday programming to the dozens of Jews in the nearby town. Community members will bring their boats and kayaks for a family fun day on the lake, and Chabad will provide the kosher barbecue and s'mores. In Israel, many thousands of pilgrims gather at the tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And in New York, many visit the resting place of the Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson of blessed memory, and his predecessor, the sixth Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson of righteous memory, at the Old Montefiore Cemetery in Queens. I have yet to go there. That's on my to-do list. The Rebbe taught that the graves of all sages are connected, and those unable to make it to Israel can still use the auspicious day to pray at the graves of a local sage. It continues, in Krakow, Poland, the Jewish community has the custom of visiting the grave of Rabbi Moshe Isserles, birthday 1529 and death 1572, the great Ashkenazic codifier of Jewish tradition, who passed away in Lag BaOmer and is buried in Krakow. For centuries, Jews have visited his gravesite on this day, and the custom lives on, says Rabbi Eliezer Guari, director of Chabad of Krakow, who will be visiting the tomb with his community and refugees from Ukraine currently living in Krakow. Tradition says that visiting the grave of Rabbi Isserles is like going to Rabbi Shimon's tomb on Mount Meron, explains Guari. This year, Lag BaOmer also coincides with the end of the annual study cycle of Maimonides' magnum opus, Mishnah Torah, studied daily by Jews around the world. Events to celebrate the completion of the 14 books encompassing all of Jewish law and tradition will take place around the world, including one outside 770 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, the synagogue of the Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson of righteous memory, who launched the daily study campaign in 1984. At hundreds of children's Lag BaOmer parades and celebrations throughout the world, children will celebrate studying the final mitzvah of the Sefer HaMitzvot, and together begin the opening words for the next year's cycle. Each year, thousands of children compete in the International Chidon Sefer HaMitzvos, a study bee, where contestants' knowledge will be tested and showcased for the world to see. It's great. So there's a lot more about what's going on around the world. Let's see what it says. So we've got a locator here. I know. Okay, so so Shiloh House is on Chestnut Hill Avenue in Brighton. Let's see if they list anything at Shiloh House. Well, that's the rabbi who was in that terrible stabbing, and he is recovering. I don't see any listing for an event there. Let me see. Okay, so Chabad of Newton Center And Chabad of Brighton. Let's see the one of Newton Center. Maybe in this. Okay, so. Interesting. So, guess I have to figure out another way to. I mean, it gives you the locators of the Chabad houses. Coolidge Corner, New England Hebrew Academy, White House of Brandeis. Well, I think you could Google Chabad locally to see if. I don't know if there's anything here at the Hillel. That's the other question. I used to get information from them, but. So, Chabad of Newton Center, Chabad Shul of Brighton, we already saw that. Oh, let's see. All right, so I'm going to go into something different to see. I have a new phone that's been driving me a little cuckoo. Trying to figure out how to navigate. No, that's not going to do it either. All right, well, I'll try to do it while I'm playing something for you to listen to. I have to tell you something really bizarre happened today. I'm learning on the phone with my friend, which I do every morning, and I'm hearing battery low, and I keep telling her it's her phone, and she says, no, I've put my phone on the charger. It's not my phone. All right, get off the phone, and it's my phone. And I'm looking, and I go change phones. It's all, the bars are up. It wasn't my phone. Then I go look at the new cell phone. It wasn't that. I look at the old cell phone, put it on the charger. It wasn't that. Well, hello. It was the battery for the smoke detector, which was affixed on the ceiling outside of my bedroom. And I had to get up on a ladder and get it down and figure out how to get the 9-volt battery out. Luckily, I had a 9-volt battery in the freezer where I usually keep extra batteries. Mystery solved. So I had to go call my friend and say, I'm sorry, it was me, it wasn't you. I had to confess. So when I had another class right after that, which I was late for because I didn't want to be disturbing them with this battery low, turns out that the rabbi that I learned with in the morning had a similar incident where there was this sound, this, you know, thing, and it was on the other side of a wall, and then they had to move this and that, and it was a whole, you know, whole balagan. So you knew exactly what I was talking about. Oh, you probably know too. So, oh my gosh. And then, you know, trying to get the ACs into the living room and into the bedroom before it gets really hot. So, of course, I had to move a whole bunch of things. Some people, some nice folks that live next door, I just have kind of moved in, so I don't really know too many people. Well, they were only able to help me like a short window this evening, and so I tried to get everything ready. So, funny thing. I've been looking like crazy for a box or something that had my transitional jackets. Couldn't find anywhere. Of course, that's where the box was, underneath all these other components for a stereo, which I haven't hooked up yet. So by my trying to get ready for the AC to go in the living room window, lo and behold, there's the missing box. I had been looking here or looking there, looking in the basement. I don't know. So that was a good thing. And then on my drive over here, which is always, you know, dicey, I don't know. At one point, I just wasn't paying attention, and I nearly rear-ended. Luckily, I didn't. The brakes worked, and I wasn't paying attention. Folks, pay attention. I have to remind myself all the time. So I think I'm a fairly careful driver, but, you know, all it takes is one little second where you're not paying attention. So that's my personal public service announcement. Please pay attention when you're driving and you're, anyway, so enough of my chit-chat. We'll listen to something from Rachel Sage. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Why isn't it playing?
soldiers and Nixon comic. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio. Gotta get down to it. Soldiers are cutting us down. Should've been done long ago. What if you knew her, saw her dead on the ground? How can you run when you know?
Thank you. Hashem Lemelech al kol haaretz b'yom ahu Yihye Hashem echad u'shemo
That's the wonderful group Atzilut. Ah, beautiful. From it's Atzilut, the fourth world. and it was a traditional Sephardic melody called Quen Supis. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation. Supisi, maybe, who knows. Before that, we were listening to Shlomo Carlbach from HaNeshama Lach, Songs of My Soul, on Sojourner Records. Ad Yeshama is the name of that. And you can find a list of everything I'm playing if you go to WMFO.org and you go to, right now it's live stream because I'm actually doing it now, and it'll give you, you know, the list of everything. Before that, we heard Mizrach. They were two brothers who used to live in Sharon. Now they've grown up, and I don't know where they are, but it was a nice CD that they put together that I got from their parents. Vinay Emar was that song. And then Rachel Sage from her CD Character. She has the most beautiful design of her CD. It's really gorgeous. And the song was called Catch the Light, which is a perfect thing for today. And we opened up with Caballo Viejo, which is off of a Putumayo Presents Cuba Cuba. And it was a Familia Valera Miranda, my attempt at Spanish. Okay. And we're going to go to something else in a minute, but I want to share something from... There's this wonderful compilation called Kol Chever. This is the community of people who... for whom Shlomo Carlbach was our teacher, our Rebbe. This is from the 14th Yahrzeit issue, which was in 2008. So that's a while ago. We're 2022 now, so it's a while ago. So this is something by Ari L. Goldman, author of The Search for God at Harvard and a professor at Columbia University. It's called The Soundtrack of My Life. It's hard, it is hard, for lovers of Reb Shlomo to believe that it has been 14 years since he went to the next world. Of course, this was in 2008, so it's much longer now. But Reb Shlomo was not afraid. He went with confidence about what he accomplished in this world. What if you met Mozart in heaven? A friend once asked him. I would tell him, you, Mozart, wrote some beautiful symphonies and operas, but I, Reb Shlomo, I wrote Mim Kamcha. To my mind, Mim Kamcha is Reb Shlomo's greatest operatic piece. I learned it as a little boy, listening to the early Carlbach LPs, and the great goal of my youth was to sing it for my bar mitzvah. My father wanted me to daven musaf, to pray the musaf, the additional service, but I insisted on Shacharit, the morning service, just so I could sing Mim Kamcha. What a beautiful piece of music. How can heaven refuse a prayer like this? It is so bold and melodic. I'll have to find in my collection where I have that and play that for you. Yet plaintive and worshipful. Soon after my bar mitzvah, I first met Reb Shlomo. My family had moved to the Upper West Side, and I started to go to the little shul on 79th Street just to meet him. I had to tell him about Mim Kamcha. It was the 1960s, and Reb Shlomo was spending most of his time at the House of Love and Prayer in San Francisco. His father, Reb Naftali, a Torah scholar who was one of the great rabbis of pre-war Germany, was running the shul. He knew I came looking for the son, but I fell in love with the father. To fully understand Reb Shlomo, you have to know where he comes from. His father was a man of great, great gentleness and wisdom. He was also a man of dignity and beauty. He was tall and thin and frail when I got to know him, but he still walked with his shoulders back and his head high. His beard was pure white and hung around his face like a cloud. On Shabbos, he wore a black capote and looked so extraordinary that people stopped to stare at him on the street. That's a long, I would say gown, coat, I guess might be best, like a caftan. On Shabbos, one Shabbos, he and I were walking along West End Avenue when a woman in a house coat approached him. Rabbi, I look at you and I see the image of God. I felt a surge of pride. There I was, I thought, with God on my arm. But then Reb Naftali said something that surprised me. He looked directly into the woman's face and said, "No, my lady, you are the very image of God." The woman blushed and smiled politely. That was where Reb Shlomo came from. Like his father, he saw all of us as being created in God's image. He loved all mankind. It was Reb Naftali who first took me under his wing. He encouraged me to daven before the Amud and to lane on Shabbos. On one of his visits to New York, Reb Shlomo heard me. "Ah, gewaldig mim kamcha," he said. That was the beginning of a friendship that lasted many, many years. Reb Shlomo's teaching and music are, to this day, an essential part of my life. He lives in me and in all those he touched. If I sometimes fantasize about making a movie of my life, I'd have no trouble picking out the soundtrack. It would be all Karlbach tunes. He's been there for me in joyous moments and sad, in prayerful moments and hopeful ones. He is missed, but he is with us constantly. That's very beautiful. All right, so
thank you. na muganzi wange ajomu yeka desiri na mulala wabulo yomurungi wange
na muganzi wange ajomu yeka desiri na mulala wabulo yomurungi wange
de kwanze ne wane kuwanze ni nomurungi wange mundekeze ne wane kuwanze na kono murungi omu
na muganzi wange ajomu yeka
Kane panke kuwanze ni nomurungi wange Joko murungi wange moyo yedo kita wange Nzene wimbanga ndwate moyo yedo kita wange Nebe mbanga njafu wate moyo ye mugaga wange Moyo ye murungi wange Moyo ye mugaga wange Nsera likire nyoku wanze ni nomurungi wange Nsera likire
thank you. passing little towns along the way. Seems like it runs on forever, and the current's taking me away. Life is like that rolling river. Sometimes it turns to waterfalls. Rivers don't run on forever. They disappear into the sea. And I'm floating down that river, trying to miss the waterfalls, never knowing when they're coming, never knowing when to call out your name. I'm trying not to drown now. I've been swept away by the waterfalls. Looking forward to tomorrow.